Make a start now. We'll speak
Yeah,
to God
definitely.
in prayer. God and Father, we come to thee today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is Lord and Saviour of many of us on the call today. And we want others to know him too. And we pray that thou wilt help us as thy word is read, how important that is as we read it and quote it, because the word of God is quick and powerful. It's living, and we thank thee that the word of God in the gospel will bring people to see their need of salvation from sin and to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. He's a wonderful Lord and Saviour to have. So help us as we look at thy word now and meet every need, we pray today. And that someone, if they've never done so before, will trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their own Lord and Saviour. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we're reading today from the Gospel according to Matthew in chapter 22, verses 1 to 13. I'll read it in English and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog. Matthew 22 from verse 1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
So ang ating babasahin sa araw na ito ay mula sa aklat ng Mateo, chapter 22, verse 1 to 13. Verse 1, muling nagsalita sa kanila si Jesus sa pamamagitan ng talinhaga. Sinabi niya, verse 2, ang kaharian ng langit ay katulad ng isang haring nagdaos ng isang handaan para sa kasal ng kanyang anak na lalaki. Verse 3, isinugo niya ang kanyang mga lingkod upang tawagin ang mga inanyayahan, ngunit ayaw nilang dumalo. Verse 4, muli siyang nagsugo ng ibang mga lingkod at kanyang pinagbilinan ng ganito. Sabihin ninyo sa mga inanyayahan na nakahanda na ang mga pagkain. Napatay na ang aking mga baka at ang mga pinatabang guya at handa na ang lahat. Halina kayo. Verse 5, ngunit hindi ito pinansin ng mga inanyayahan. Sa halip, pumunta sila sa kani-kanilang lakad. May nagpunta sa kanyang bukid at mayroon namang nag-asikaso ng kanyang negosyo. Verse 6, sinunggaban naman ng iba ang mga lingkod hinamak at pinatay. Verse 7, galit na galit ang hari, kaya't pinapunta niya ang kanyang mga kawal upang puksain ang mga mamamatay taong iyon at sunugin ang kanilang lungsod. Verse 8, pagkatapos sinabi niya sa kanyang mga lingkod, nakahanda na ang mga pagkain, ngunit hindi karapat-dapat ang mga inanyayahan. Verse 9, pumunta kayo sa mga lansangang matao at inyong anyayahan sa kasalan ang lahat ng makita ninyo. Verse 10, pumunta nga ang sa mga pangunahing lansangan ang mga lingkod at isinama nila ang lahat ng kanilang natagpuan, masama't mabubuti, at napuno ang mga panauhin ang bulwagang pangkasalan. Verse 11, pumasok ang hari upang tingnan ang mga panauhin. Nakita niya ang isang taong hindi nakadamit pangkasalan. Verse 12, tinanong niya ito, kaibigan, bakit ka pumasok dito nang hindi nakasuot ng damit pangkasalan? Hindi nakasagot ang tao, kaya't isinabi ng lalaki sa mga lingkod. Verse 13, kaya't sinabi ng hari sa mga lingkod, talian ninyo ang kanyang paa, ang kanyang kamay at paa, at itapon siya sa kadiliman sa labas. Doon mananangis siya at magangalit ang kanyang mga ngipin.
The Lord Jesus spoke this parable to a large group of people, which included the religious Jews who hated him and wanted to kill him, because in his teaching, the Lord Jesus had exposed the seriousness of their sin.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay nangusap sa pamamagitan ng talinhaga sa malaking grupo ng mga tao. Kabilang dito ang mga relihiyosong Hudyo na galit sa kanya at nais siyang patayin, sapagkat ang kanyang mga aral ay naglalantad sa kaseryosohan ng kanilang mga kasalanan.
All sin is serious and is offensive to God. Sin affects us all. And we are all sinners by nature. By one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. We all commit sins because we are sinners. And that makes us guilty in the sight of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 3 and verse 23.
Ang lahat ng kasalanan ay seryoso at nagdudulot ng pagkagalit ng Diyos. Tayo ay apektado nito at tayong lahat ay likas na makasalanan. Sa Romans chapter 5 verse 12, sinasabi dito, ang kasalanan ay pumasok sa sanlibutan sa pamamagitan ng isang tao, ito'y si Adan, at ang kamatayan ay pumasok sa pamamagitan ng kasalanan. Lahat tayo ay nakagagawa ng kasalanan sapagkat ito ay likas sa atin, at sa harap ng Diyos tayo ay makasalanan. Sa Romans 3:23, sinasabi sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
The only way you and I can be right with God and the guilt of a sin be removed is through the person and work of the Lord Jesus on the cross. Christ died for our sins. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3.
Ang tanging daan upang ikaw at ako ay maging matuwid sa harap ng Diyos at mawala ang hindi kaaya-ayang pakiramdam ng kasalanan ay sa pamamagitan ng pagkatao at gawa ng Panginoong Jesus sa krus. Sinasabi sa 1 Corinthians 15:3, si Jesus ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan.
In the parable we read, which the Lord Jesus told, he told of a certain king. That king speaks of God. Then he told of the king's son. That son speaks of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. The Lord Jesus is equal with God, and although he is God, he also became a real but sinless man so that he could die for our sins.
Sa talinhagang ating binasa, Ibinahagi ng Panginoong Hesus ang patungkol sa isang hari. Ang haring ito ay naglalarawan sa Diyos. Binanggit din niya ang patungkol sa anak na lalaki ng hari. Ang anak na lalaki ay naglalarawan sa Panginoong Hesus, ang anak ng Diyos. Siya ay kapantay ng Diyos. Datapwat, siya ay Diyos. Siya ay nagkatawang tao. Subalit walang bahid ng kasalanan upang maging alay para sa ating mga kasalanan.
The king in the parable is spoken of as preparing for the marriage of his son, and guests were invited to the wedding feast by the king. In the days when the Lord Jesus spoke the parable, it was customary in the land of Israel for marriages to be prepared in such a way. And we cannot equate some of our modern day wedding arrangements with some of those practices illustrated in the parable.
Ang hari sa talinhaga ay naghahanda para sa kasal ng kanyang anak na lalaki at ang mga panauhin ay inanyayahan ng hari. Nang panahon na narito ang Panginoon sa lupain ng Israel, ang kaugalian ng pagkakasal ay naiiba. Hindi natin ito maihahalin tulad sa paghahanda ng kasal sa ating kapanahunan. Ang ilan sa mga kaugalian ay inilalarawan sa talinghaga.
Wedding invitations had been sent out by the king's servants, but the people who were bidden to be guests were most ungrateful and ignored the invitations, and they refused it. They would not come.
Ang paanyaya sa piging ng kasal ay ipinadala ng hari sa pamamagitan ng mga lingkod sa mga tao. Subalit ang mga taong inanyayahan upang maging panauhin ay walang utang na loob at ipinagwalang bahala ang paanyaya. Ito ay kanilang tinanggihan. Ayaw nilang pumunta.
This reminds us of people who hear God's gospel invitation to come to the Lord Jesus for salvation, and that all the preparations being made by him when he suffered and died for them on upon the cross, and their sins can be forgiven so that they can be saved from hell and be fitted for heaven. But they are indifferent, ignoring the invitation, and will not come to him.
Ito ay kahalintulad ng mga taong narinig ang paanyaya ng magandang balita ng Diyos na lumapit sa Panginoong Hesus upang maligtas. Ang lahat ng paghahanda ay ginawa niya nang siya ay magdusa at mamatay sa krus para sa kapatawaran ng kasalanan at maligtas mula sa impyerno at maging karapat-dapat sa kalangitan. Subalit ipinagwalang bahala at hindi pinansin ang paanyaya at ayaw nilang lumapit.
Next, the king sent some different servants to those people he had previously bidden to the wedding, telling them that the dinner was prepared. Animals had been killed, especially for food for this occasion. The king's servants were able to tell them, "All things are ready, come unto the marriage."
Ang hari ay nagpadalang muli ng paanyaya sa pamamagitan ng panibagong lingkod sa parehong pangkat ng mga tao. Sinabihan silang ang hapunan ay handa na at ang mga hayop ay nakatay na para sa handaang ito. Halina kayo at magtungo sa kasalan.
Here again, we are reminded of how the Lord Jesus had finished all the work that was necessary for our sins to be forgiven. On the cross, he cried, "It is finished." John chapter 19, verse 30. By his suffering and death on the cross and the shedding of his blood, he has paid the price for our sins and all is ready.
Muli, ito ay paalala kung paanong tinapos ng Panginoong Hesus ang gawaing nararapat para sa kapatawaran ng ating kasalanan. Sa krus, siya ay sumigaw nang tapos na. Kanyang binayaran ang halaga ng ating mga kasalanan nang siya ay magdusa at ibuhos ang kanyang dugo at mamatay sa krus at ang lahat ay handa na.
The response of these people to the wedding invitation was shocking. They made light of it. One went to his business on the farm, and another to his worldly goods, and no time for the wedding. Some of them were so evil that they were spiteful and murdered the servants the king had sent.
Subalit, kagaya ng kanilang unang reaksyon sa paanyaya, muli ay ipinagwalang bahala at ipinagkibit balikat. Ang iba ay nagtungo sa kanilang bukirin, ang iba ay sa kanilang ari-arian, at walang panahon para sa kasalan. At ang iba naman ay napakasama, kanilang pinatay ang mga lingkod na ipinadala ng hari.
The king was angry, and he saw to it that their end was destruction, understandably so, at their ungrateful and cruel response to his such loving invitation. Psalm 7 verse 11 says that God is angry with the wicked every day.
Ang hari ay nagalit at siniguradong ang mga taong ito ay kanyang paparusahan na siyang nararapat sapagkat sila ay walang utang na loob at sa marahas nilang tugon sa mapagmahal na paanyaya. Sa awit Chapter 7, verse 11, sinasabing, ang Diyos ay galit sa masasama araw-araw.
The king then turned his attention towards others for the wedding feast. He sent the servants to invite as many as they could find. Whether they were looked on as bad or good, this speaks of the gospel message going forth to everyone today. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans 10, verse 13. And there was an overwhelming positive response, and the wedding was furnished with guests.
Kung kaya itinuon ng hari ang kanyang pansin sa ibang pangkat ng mga tao, muli niyang inutusan ang kanyang mga lingkod na anyayahan ang lahat ng kanilang makikita, maging masama o mabuting tao. Ito ay naglalarawan ng mensahe ng Ebanghelyo na ipinahayag sa bawat isa ngayon. Sa Romans 3, verse 13, sinasabi rito, maliligtas ang lahat ng tumatawag sa pangalan ng Panginoon. Marami ang tumugon sa paanyaya at ang kasalan ay napuno ng panauhin.
Have you responded yet to the gospel call? You are one of those whosoever's the Lord is inviting today. So, have you called upon the Lord yet? And are you saved?
Kayo ba ay tumugon sa paanyaya ng mensahe ng Ebanghelyo? Isa kayo sa napakaraming inanyayahan ngayon. Kayo ba ay tumawag sa pangalan ng Panginoon? Kayo ba ay ligtas na sa kapahamakan, dulot ng pagkahiwalay sa Diyos at pagtungo sa impyerno?
At the end of the parable, our attention is drawn to the need for a wedding garment. It speaks of righteousness given to us by God when we repent of our sins and trust in the Lord Jesus alone and his finished work on the cross to save us. He is the only way for you to be made right with God. God clothes you with righteousness. This is essential when it comes to your salvation.
Sa pagtatapos ng talinhaga na ating binasa, itinuon ang ating pansin sa pagkakaroon ng nararapat na kasuotan sa kasalan. Ito'y naglalarawan ng pagiging matuwid na ipinagkaloob ng Diyos kung ating pagsisisihan ng ating mga kasalanan at magtitiwala sa Panginoong Hesus sa kanyang pagkamatay sa krus upang tayo ay maligtas Siya lamang ang tanging daan upang tayo ay magkaroon ng tamang katayuan sa harap ng Diyos. Tayo ay ginawang matuwid ng Diyos at ito ay mahalaga para sa ating kaligtasan.
When the king came in to see the guests at the feast, each clothed in the wedding garment he had provided, he found one man who was not wearing one. He just came in wearing his own clothes.
Nang dumating ang hari upang makita ang mga panauhin, bawat isa ay suot ang damit na kanyang ipinagkaloob. Subalit may isang lalaki na naiiba at suot nito ang kanyang sariling damit.
The wedding feast, therefore, does not speak of a scene in heaven because the man who had no wedding garment could not enter heaven. But all those people wearing the wedding garment speak of those who are ready for heaven. And the feast does speak of saved people because all true believers on the Lord Jesus can begin to enjoy the good things of God here upon earth even before we reach heaven.
Sa makatuwid, ang piging ng kasal na ito ay hindi naglalarawan ng tagpo sa langit. Sapagkat ang lalaking walang kasuotang na ayon sa piging ay hindi makakapasok sa kalangitan. Datapwat ang mga taong may kasuotang na ayon ay naglalarawan na sila ay handa na para mapunta sa kalangitan. At ang piging ay naglalarawan ng mga taong naligtas na maaring tamasahin ng mga totoong mananampalataya sa Panginoong Hesus ang mga biyaya ng Diyos maging dito sa lupa.
The man wearing no wedding garment speaks of religious people who reject the Lord Jesus and try to impress God with their own good deeds. Romans chapter 10 verse 3 says that such people go about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
Ang lalaking walang suot na damit na naayon sa kasalan ay kahalintulad ng mga relihiyosong tao na nais ipakita si Diyos ang kanilang mabubuting gawa. Ang mga taong ito ayon sa Romans 10 verse 3 ay ginawang matuwid ang kanilang mga sarili at hindi nagpasakop sa Diyos.
God says in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6 that we are all as an unclean thing and all our righteousnesses, that's our own righteousnesses, are as filthy rags.
Ayon sa Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6, tayong lahat ay marumi sa harap at paningin ng Diyos at ang ating mabubuting gawa ay kahalintulad ng maruming basahan.
When the king asked the man why he came in wearing no wedding garment, the man was speechless. He had no excuse. He was cast into outer darkness, that is, into the darkness of hell and to the lake of fire forever. The same will happen to all those who try to get to heaven by their own efforts.
Nang tanungin ng hari ang lalaki bakit siya ay dumalo na hindi suot ang kasuotang naaayon sa kasalan, siya ay walang nasabi at natahimik. Wala siyang maibigay na dahilan. Siya ay ipinatapon sa kadiliman ng impyerno at sa dagat-dagatang apoy, magpasawalang hanggan. Ito din ang mangyayari sa mga taong nagnanais tumungo sa langit sa pamamagitan ng kanilang sariling gawa.
The Lord Jesus is the only way to be saved. Trust Him today before it is forever too late. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. John chapter 10 and verse 9.
Ang Panginoong Hesus ang tanging daan para tayo ay maligtas. Magtiwala sa kanya ngayon bago pa mahuli ang lahat. Sinabi niya, "Ako ang pintuan. Ang sinumang pumasok sa pamamagitan ko'y maliligtas." John chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 9.
Finally, we'll consider John chapter 3 and verse 16. I'll read it. John 3 and verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not go to hell, but have everlasting life."
At sa John chapter 3 verse 16, "Sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sanlibutan, kaya't ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak, kung hindi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan."
We'll close with prayer now. God and Father, we come to thee at the end of our consideration of thy word. We thank thee for those gospel truths that are brought out so clearly in that parable, and from the, especially from the verses of scripture we've read. And our longing is that there be no one on this call who will remain with their sins unforgiven, but will turn to the Lord Jesus. If there's anyone in that condition, that they'll turn to the Lord Jesus and to his work upon the cross, have faith in him and in the work he did there. We thank that he paid the price in his precious blood when he died on the cross. We thank thee too that our Lord Jesus rose again from the dead. He's alive forevermore. And there are those of us who are looking forward to seeing him, our Lord and Saviour. We think of another verse in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, which says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Oh, we pray that thou would help someone today to take that all-important step of faith and repentance and trust the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Saviour today and be ready for heaven. We pray thou would meet every need today. Some on the call need comfort. We pray thou would minister that to them. And we pray thy help for us all today and tonight, as the case may be, and that no one may go on any longer without the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour and their sins forgiven. And we ask these things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.